During this week, Westman RCMP received a total of 48 calls for service, including the following files: 2 mischief, 1 firearms act, 4 assaults with a weapon, 6 motor vehicle collisions, 3 thefts, 10 traffic violations, and 2 Fire Prevention Act items. November 12, RCMP received a third-party call of a disturbance in Macaulay. RCMP followed up and spoke with the property representative in Macaulay. The property representative stated a female, unknown name or age, was at his residence and damaged his property. The property representative was intoxicated and unable to provide proper details or statements. Police attempted to follow up over the course of the week with no response from the complainant. RCMP have concluded their involvement in this matter. RCMP conducted a traffic stop on HWY2 in the RM of Pipestone and provided a mandatory approved screening device, ASD, demand for a breath sample. The driver provided 2 samples of a warning and was issued a 72-hour driver's suspension, a $400 administration penalty, and 3-day vehicle impoundment. The vehicle was towed and the driver was picked up by a friend. 2 hours later, police observed a vehicle traveling in Reston with no driving lights on and conducted a traffic stop where the same driver from earlier was now driving a different vehicle that was not registered. Again, the driver was provided the demand for a breath sample and again registered a warning. The driver was issued a 15-day license suspension and the following fines: $500 administration penalty, driving while disqualified $672, driving without liability insurance $672, and driving an unregistered vehicle $298, in addition to the original penalties. This second vehicle was impounded for 30 days. November 13, RCMP received a call for assistance from a male who said he needed help with his female partner in Pipestone as she had assaulted him and was having a mental health crisis with possible weapons involved. Police attended and located the man outside his residence. The woman was inside. She complied and left the residence with the police. She was transported to Brandon Hospital due to mental health concerns and was released on an undertaking for assault with a weapon with a January court date. November 14, RCMP received calls regarding thefts at Oak Lake. A shed was broken into with 2 batteries stolen from there. The second call was about the theft of $4,000 to $5,000 worth of tools from a vehicle. Both thefts are under investigation. RCMP received a call of a domestic assault in Melita. The male caller stated that his girlfriend was intoxicated and had assaulted him. RCMP attended and confirmed an assault had taken place. The female was outside and refused to comply or cooperate with police. She was arrested and taken into custody. Through investigation, it was determined both parties had assaulted each other. Both were charged with assault with a weapon and released on undertakings with no contact conditions. November 15, RCMP received a report of 2 vehicles speeding on Highway 83 in the RM of Pipestone and following at a close distance. The drivers were reported to possibly be intoxicated. RCMP conducted patrols and located both vehicles. A traffic stop was conducted and drivers were checked and confirmed to be sober. One driver was disqualified from driving and fined $672 for driving disqualified. The vehicle was seized for 30 days and towed from the scene. November 16, RCMP received a call of an assault in Sioux Valley, Dakota Nation. RCMP arrived and located 2 victims who had open wounds from being struck with bottles. EMS transported both victims to the hospital. One male was arrested for assault with a weapon, failure to comply with a probation order, and with sentencing. He was released on an order. The victims were transported by EMS to the Verdon Hospital. One of the victims had outstanding warrants and as a result, was arrested after being released from the hospital and was remanded into custody. November 17, RCMP received a call of an assault with a machete in Sioux Valley, Dakota Nation. The caller stated a female victim attended their location with wounds from a machete. EMS attended, but the victim declined further treatment. RCMP attended and confirmed an assault with a weapon had occurred and officers attempted to locate the male suspect. RCMP located another individual wanted on outstanding charges and arrested that person. The investigation continues. November 18. A generator was reported stolen from Oak Lake, sometime between November 14 and November 16. RCMP are investigating.